Recording is on, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Julia. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are Friday the 6th of December, and it's 1404 UTC, 6th of December 2013. This is the ALAC leadership team call. If we could have the roll call, please, Julia.
Thank you, Olivier. Welcome, everyone. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, Dev Anand-Tilak-Singh, Holly Raich, and Julie Hammer. We have a tentative apology from Evan Nebovich, and we have apologies from Natalie Peregrine and Matt Ashtiani. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. I see that Sébastien Bachelet has just joined. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblond speaking. We have an agenda that's going to look at the action items of the Buenos Aires meeting to see if there is anything we need to add or follow up on or amend. And then we'll look quickly at the statements in the current statements that we're working on. And then finally, we'll have a discussion on the .mobi liaison, which some of you have been following with as well. Is there any other business that anyone would like to add to this call? I don't see anyone put their hand up. So let's go directly with the Buenos Aires ALAC and at-large action items. And as you can see on the wiki page, there are quite a few that are now proceeding forward. On the ALAC and regional leadership working session, Heidi has ensured that Chris Mondini liaises with Gough Bruin on how to ensure that ICANN is working, to ensure that the blind, deaf, and disabled are able to take part in ICANN activities. This is in progress. I've spoken to Garth about this, and things are moving on this. Julia is to schedule a capacity building working group call for the week of the 2nd of December. I believe that has been done indeed. And Heidi was to work with the ALAC on travel-related concerns. Heidi, I gather that's in hand at the moment, in progress?
Yes, that is. We're still working. This is Heidi for the record. We're still working on some post VA issues. But yes, we are working on some of those issues particularly for the summit. The Singapore travel base has been sent already in VA, so that should be coming along. But then now we're also working on some issues related to the summit. So we'll let you know as we know more.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. Any questions? Well, actually, you know what? Let's move the questions and comments totally at the end, and I'll just call upon the people whose action item it is, if there is anything in addition to be asked, and then we can discuss all of the action items at the end of this call. On the joint BC and BMSPC meeting, I guess that's not for us to look at. The Future Challenges Working Group, again, not for us to look at. The Neuralo meeting, not for us to look at. The ALAC policy discussion, part one. Matt is to send Cheryl Langdonor a copy of the transcript of the ALAC policy discussion, part one, from the Buenos Aires meeting, especially noting Evan's presentation. I've inquired with staff on our transcripts for the ALAC session because I've looked at the website, and at the moment we don't seem to have many transcripts from Buenos Aires at all. Any update on this, Heidi?
This is Heidi. Thank you, Olivier. No, again, as was mentioned during our call earlier this week with Olivier, the reason that some meetings get transcripts early is that because they use a different system. They use Verizon while we use a Digo. So I'll follow up again with them, but again, normally, because of the vast number of meetings using a Digo, the transcripts take a little longer to get posted.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Yes, and that's something which I learned. I was not aware that the transcripts during the meetings, the face-to-face meetings, were actually undertaken by the company dealing with the transcripts on the call. So I guess that makes it particularly important.
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, just a, sorry, Olivia, this is Heidi. Just a very small correction. Actually, Christine, it's Language Services that does the transcript. So Adigo sends the recording to Language Services, and they, so it's basically in-house, does the transcript. It's just the volume that causes the delay.
Okay, then that totally confuses me at that point, because I thought the transcript was being done by Adigo.
No. The recording is sent from Adigo. This is Heidi. The recording goes from Adigo to Language Services, and then Language Services does the transcript.
Thank you, Heidi. Olivia speaking. So you've just said the opposite of what you said earlier, I'm afraid, because earlier you said that because it's a different system.
No, sorry. No, there are two different systems. So, for example, the GNSO meeting uses Verizon, so they use a completely different system. They do their own, and they do have like a 48, major, I think even 24-hour turnover. ALAC and other, most of the other meetings within ICANN uses Adigo, and Adigo then sends the recording of the meeting to Language Services in-house, and they do the transcripts. It's basically
okay.
Only the GNSO that is the exception to that.
That has their transcript done externally, and we're having ours done internally. Okay, understood.
Exactly.
Now it's clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, okay.
All right, let's move on then. LACRADA monthly meeting, nothing for us to work on. The ALAC CCNSO meeting, Maureen is to ensure that the ALAC and CCNSO are to consider the following areas for future collaboration. Joint statements, shared calendar space, joint meetings at ICANN meetings, coordination of activities in the internet ecosystem. Why am I getting another call? Maureen, is Maureen on the call? Yes. Maureen,
yes.
Could you let us know,
am.
Please? Sorry, I was meant to call you, to call upon you, but I had another call on the other line as well at the same time. Very bizarre. Go ahead, Maureen, please.
No, that's fine. Yes, Maureen for the transcript record. I haven't had a meeting since Buenos Aires with CCNSO, but I'm, you know, so I don't haven't had an opportunity to progress any of those issues, but I will do so next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Maureen. I note that there's a second action item there, which is to ensure that the coordination group should start as soon as possible so as to have a good set of subjects. So I guess this is firmly in your hands and you've got the full green light to push forward on this. Tijani, I note
you
put your hand up. I'll wait until the end of the whole list and then we can discuss. So the APRALA monthly meeting is nothing for us to work on directly. The joint Atlas II capacity building working group and regional secretariat meeting, that's also all in progress, and that there's nothing for us to look at directly either. Or actually, is there? Maybe there is, because we do need to. Yeah, this is really an ALAC core matter. Let's have a quick look at those. Math is to, well, mostly our math and staff work to work on. All right, let's just pass this, and if anybody wants to discuss those, then we can come back to those afterwards. I'm mindful of the time. The ALAC and regional leaders wrap-up session, as you can see, we've got the statement votes. I can just let you know that all of the statements have been submitted. Some of them were submitted directly to the public comment period. Some of them were submitted to the internal process that the GNSO had had asked about. Then the ALAC and regional leaders wrap-up session working group consensus calls. These were all also, I think, all affected. Establishment of the at-large registration issue working group, I believe that's, is it registration issue, by the way, or registration issues? I wasn't quite sure.
I think it's issue.
Maybe Holly can help us on this.
Yeah, I'm just
Holly Reich?
Thank you, Olivier. Holly Reich for the transcript record. I think it's registration issues, but because we were trying to combine the who is, the RAA, the new stuff on EWG, the privacy proxy, and the sorts of things that all have come under the same heading, and they're all related. So I'll probably ask at the end to make sense. Thanks.
Okay. Can you confirm, or do you wish to first consult with Carlton and then come back to us?
I've made an executive decision.
Thank you, Holly. It's Olivia speaking. So, Heidi, please amend this correctly, and also amend that. I understand the wiki page has been created, et cetera, so this all needs to be amended accordingly.
Actually, this is Heidi. It has not yet been created, so perfect timing. But I will double-check on that, because Matt may have started on the mailing list, so it needs to, I'll check that, so I'm going to check.
Yeah. It's Olivia speaking. I have received some confirmation of something. You know that I keep a tag. I keep a tab over whatever Matt does. So whenever he logs in, it tells me wherever I am in the world.
And do you know?
So I think he's touched on this already.
I normally get these. Let's take a look.
Well, okay, I'll let you deal with it after this call. I don't think we need to keep people awake over this.
Yeah, it's correct.
Let's move on. The closing and archiving of the at-large Who Is Working Group and the closing and archiving of the at-large Registration Rights and Responsibilities Working Group is all going and proceeding forward. And then we had the ALAC and Regional Leaders wrap-up session with the different chairs announcement. And I believe there we had all of the different liaisons apart from the .mobi, and we are going to be discussing this shortly afterwards in this call. And then finally we have the at-large and NCSG meeting. So Heidi was to oversee the creation of a steering group composed of three people each from NCSG and ALAC, Olivier and Rafik Damak. As chairs, we're supposed to start this up and write a correspondence to Fadi Shahade. As you know, and as I've mentioned on the list, Evan basically provided a description of the fact that this joint working group had been created between ALAC and the NCSG. And as a result, David Olive met with us on Friday morning and also took it to then announce this to the supporting organization and advisory committee mailing list, which is a sort of cross ICANN thing. Immediately others volunteered to join the group, and I know that now I can confirm that the mailing list is ready, the wiki page is ready, there are two mailing lists already, one for the members of the working group, one for a future steering committee of this working group. And I know that some people have already started work on a charter on one side. I guess this probably needs a little bit more of a push still, steering into what we're going to do. And I'm hoping that some of you who are on the mailing list are able to basically make suggestions as to, you know, this needs to be goal-oriented. I'm a little concerned about the discussions that are taking place regarding the OneNet initiative that is taking place on another mailing list, the OneNet initiative being all of the iStar organizations. It's now been several weeks that all they've been speaking about is who is going to be sitting at the table, but absolutely no discussion whatsoever about what they're going to say at the table, which unfortunately is a bit disappointing. So I'd like us to work on what we're going to say at the table, irrespective of who's going to be there. And I did announce and say, look, ultimately, if it makes sense to have a subject expert or a civil society expert or whatever expert it is at the table, I'm not fighting to be there myself. It doesn't need to be the chairs of XYZ. It has to be the right people being there. That's the whole thing on the action items. Tijani, I note that you had your hand up a little bit earlier. So I'll first ask for Tijani to speak, and then I see that Evan Leibovich has joined us as well, so then it'll be Evan after Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I wanted to speak about the ALAC and CCNSO meeting. It was really disappointing that we had the meeting without meeting, more or less, because it was for a very short time with a lunch. So I do hope that in the future we have a standing meeting with the CCNSO, because we have a lot in common and we can do a lot of work together. And please try to program a slot of time where we can speak, where we can discuss with a good agenda. And I am ready to participate in the establishment of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And it's Olivier speaking. I was actually going to add also with regards to the CCNSO, something which I mentioned yesterday. The CCNSO organizes what they call a tech day at every ICANN meeting. It's a day where they discuss technical issues. It started out a few years ago as a purely CCNSO thing and then started expanding, having more and more people being involved. One of the main organizers of the tech day is a gentleman called Eberhard Lisse from .na, Namibia. And he has joined our technical issues mailing list and for the past several meetings has asked me whether our community would like to take more part in Tech Day than they are at the moment. Now, I realize it is on the Monday. It does clash with a lot of the things that we also do and everybody else's activities. But one suggestion that was made in Buenos Aires was perhaps if we had any issues, technical issues, we would like the Tech Day to have a sort of presentation about, and they could find experts, subject experts, to do that presentation for anything that would be relevant for us. Also, if we do have any technical experts in our ranks that would like to speak about a technical issue to the Tech Day, we're very welcome to ask for a session, and they would be very happy to have us as the at-large, members of the at-large community, conduct a session during the Tech Day. That could be one of the things I think that we need to discuss with the, certainly with the CCNSO during our next meeting, and I hoped that Maureen Hilliard has taken notes on this, or at least will, if you have any questions on this, Maureen, I can follow up with you afterwards. But I agree with you, Tijani. I was equally as disappointed with regards to the way the meeting was conducted. There's just not enough time and a bit of a mess regarding the schedules on the part of the CCNSO. Evan Nibovich, you have the floor.
Hi there, and good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, whatever. Sorry that I joined a little late. A couple of things. Number one, I agree with Tijani that the meeting with the CCNSO was, shall we say, unsatisfying. I was very, very distressed, given the way everything went, that there was not a meeting with the GAC in this session. And I really, really want to stress and press going forward that we try and have this at every future meeting. The GAC and ALAC have probably more in common than any two other constituencies within ICANN. And not having a session actually had tangible problems associated with it this time. So Heidi and staff, please, you made a point that we're only 3 months from Singapore. I really want to make this almost an obligatory at every session between us and the GAC. Especially going forward, we really, really ought to have our act together as two advisory councils going, committees going into ICANN. Anyway, and I don't know if you wanted me to offer any comments about the cross-community working group that was made. Olivier, you know, you've shared some of my frustrations at the way this thing has been building. It started off a bit as Noah's Ark, where we had three from NCSG and three from ALAC that were starting to build it, and then two people were put forward from the GAC, two people came forward from ASO, two people came forward from ESAC, and so on, and CCNSO had been assigning people, and then Mikey came along from the ISP group, and in fact, you know, he's been working really hard at the charter, and so we have all this with everybody bringing in a couple of people, and lo and behold, the business constituency is insisting on having 11 people there, as much as everyone put together. This is a real, real problem.
in the very group that is supposed to demonstrate the strength of the multi-stakeholder model is about to demonstrate its susceptibility to capture. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if it's a flaw in the system that we are a victim of our own openness, but I've got real concerns about this going forward if something doesn't change soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Evan. I hear what you've said, and as you will have noticed on the SONAC discussion list, I have asked the BC to reduce, to kindly consider reducing the number of people it has on there. In fact, others, such as Bill Drake, have been more insistent. The response has been quite flat, actually, in that if they needed to reduce to any less people than what they had, they would need to conduct elections, etc. I agree with you. It's a bit of a concern that some communities seem to not be able to integrate themselves very well with the concept of consensus, I guess, which is often brought in by having to compromise on something. But I don't think it's something that any of the chairs can try and face on this. If we don't want to be accused of, the coordinators want to face on this, if we don't want to be accused of closing this group off and not being open.
Olivier, as a matter of follow-up, could I perhaps suggest that you take offline with the leadership of the business community the absolute horrible optics of this? I know that they've stated online that they had 11 people coming forward and they don't want to go through the process of having whole elections and all that. But if possible, maybe this is a matter of doing this in private conversation. Obviously, the public messages have not been heeded either in their subtlety or in not being quite clear in what they were trying to say. This is a real, real serious problem that does have the potential as a matter of optics to sabotage this effort before it even starts. So I really would ask you and Rafiq to try and perhaps talk to the leadership of the BC. They're conscious of image. They're conscious of optics. Please give them an idea of what's going on and ask them maybe a little bit more personally in a way so that they don't lose public face to exercise a little restraint. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. It's Olivia speaking. I take note of your suggestion, and I will proceed forward and send a private email to the BC leadership, and I'll carbon copy my co-chair, co-coordinator, Rafiq Damak, on this, so that he's well aware of the discussion as well. But I guess you're absolutely right on this. The optics are not that great. Tijani Benjema, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I would like to support the proposal of Evan regarding the meeting with the GAC, but I don't want it to be like the previous meetings. It was it wasn't productive. It wasn't sufficiently productive. I do prefer that we define the subjects sufficiently ahead, and we prepare our contribution, and we are clear about the output of the meeting. What we need from this meeting. Is it only presentation of what we have, et cetera, et cetera? No, we don't need it. Is it their presentation of their things? We don't need it. It is something that we have to do together, and we have to define it sufficiently ahead of the meeting, and we have to define the output, what we need from the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. I'm a bit confused with regards to the output from the meeting with a GAC, because the last one which we had with a GAC was in Durban, and I thought that went very well. In fact, the GAC released some input from our meeting that went straight into the GAC advice with regards to dotless domains and regards to clashing certificates, etc. Did you mean specifically about this, or...?
No,
No, excuse me. I am sorry. I missed the meeting of Durban because I have a conflicting session. But I remember the previous meetings where we go in their big room. We speak about our groups, etc., our work, etc. And they have some things to say to us, and that's all. We had a very good work with them about the JAS working group, and it was very productive. Now we need to do the same for everything we need to do with them. Our meeting with them shouldn't be only to greet each other or to present things to each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. I think that starting from Durban, the work with the GAC has started to be sometimes also intersectionally between us and the GAC. In other words, I have often sent Heather updates of what we're doing, and Heather has sent us updates, which I then forward over to the mailing list, and some of the vice chairs have also been in touch as well. With regards to the preparation of the meeting, I totally agree with you, and that's in effect what was done for Durban, and I hope that this will be what will be done for Singapore. Certainly, focusing on two issues which are strong for us and which we can then have some kind of goal to achieve with the GAC is the way forward. Not just share of what we've been up to and what the GAC has been up to, but actually push some specific issue forward for the GAC to address with us. Evan Leibovich, you're next.
Hi, sorry, just took my phone off mute. This is Evan for the record. Olivia, I just wanted to back up what you said. We seem to be now in a bit of a groove, shall we say, when it comes to doing our meetings with the board and with the GAC. We've come up with very specific issues, and just like the board has noticed that when we come in, we don't dance around things. We get direct to the point. Steve has actually made the point that he appreciates our directness and our impatience with the usual pleasantries, that we get right to it. I think the same thing is starting to happen with the GAC. As you say, in the meeting in Durban, there were some things that were concrete, and that, you know, the idea of they supported what we were doing, and it was reflected in what the GAC was doing. So to Jenny, I would just suggest to have a little bit more confidence in the way things are going. I was very happy with the way things have gone with our last two meetings with the GAC. I was very disappointed, as I just said, that we didn't have one in that we did not have one in Buenos Aires because the previous two were so successful. And so as long as we have our act together, that we have questions and specific issues, as you say, that we go in, and it's just not just talking about generalities, we go in with a specific agenda, the GAC comes back with things they specifically want to ask with us, I think this relationship is only improving, and that's why I don't want to spoil the momentum by having ICANN meetings that don't have this session, either formally or informally. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan. That's helpful. And as a result, I think that we will be we'll just be starting work on the next discussion for Singapore very soon. I know that there's been a lot of discussion between the chairs of SOs and ACs, Heather Dryden included, with regards to the current issues on OneNet, on the Brazil meeting, etc. There is going to be this month a call of the SO and AC chairs, which is one of these calls that takes place without staff, without anyone. There is also likely to be some members of the government at a meeting that I will be attending next week to work on the preparation for the ICANN 50th meeting in London in June 2014. So I will also circulate the, basically try and tap and find out what is on the GAC's mind at the moment. And I would really appreciate from you all to to email me what is on our mind at the moment, what is on the ALAC's mind at the moment, and I can relay this in an informal way so as to start preparing the terrain. Evan, your hand is still up.
Sorry, apologies. Is there inadvertently?
Okay, thank you very much, Evan. Let's move on. Any other questions or comments on the action items? Seeing no one put their hand up, I think that we can move to the next part of our call. And this is great news. We're not doing too badly today. Now it's the policy development activities, and as you know, we've had several recently adopted ALAC statements and documents and so on that have been sent over, and correspondence. There is going to be hopefully some more feedback on all of the statements that we send out through a new system that Steve Crocker is implementing with help from staff and from members of the board, in having all of our advice put into a table, and then the advice to be discussed afterwards, with responses basically being put on the table. So some kind of tracking system. It will be good to see if this is going to come together quickly, and hopefully by Singapore it will all be fully in place and we will be able to see if it actually works. On the statements and endorsement currently being developed, we've got two where the comment is open for at large to comment on. There is the CCNSO Framework of Interpretation Working Group Interim Report on Revocation. I note that there's been a lot of discussion going on in some of the regions about this, and you will see also in the wiki that there is a lot of going back and forth. I'm quite pleased to see the healthy discussion that is taking place there. Does anyone wish to comment on at the moment on how this is progressing and whether we will have consensus on this? I see no one is ready
Maureen
to put their
speaking
hand up on this subject.
Oh.
Sorry?
Olivia, this is Maureen speaking. Maureen?
Maureen, oh. Yes, Maureen, please go ahead. I didn't see your hand up, that's why.
It has been a very... Oh, sorry, yes, I was a little bit slow on doing that. I just wanted to sort of say I too have been very interested in the conversation that's been going on about the revocation issue. Mm-hmm. And I think especially as Keith Davison, who's the head of the FOI group, has sort of like he's already stated that he doesn't think that governments are, there's any differentiation of government as being a different stakeholder, but that and I think that the discussion actually really does sort of like indicate that we perhaps there needs to be some statement that actually does clearly outline the issue about local laws and how they might be, how they need to be included into the framework, how local laws should apply to the revocation process. But someone will have to state that, make that statement. I don't have that expertise, but I think it's, as you say, it's really healthy debate.
Okay,
thank you
very much, Maureen, on this. Thank you. So that's the first one, and I ask you if you could all have a browse for it. And I know many of you have, since many of you have commented on this. And Renalia is holding the pen on this. She's going to be having to finalize this sometime early next week. The other one that's actually finishing today with regards to comments from at large is the proposed bylaw changes regarding the technical liaison group. And that's the suggestion is to remove the technical liaison from the board as such and sort of make some changes on this. There's been, again, a very healthy discussion with, in fact, La Corallo having an internal discussion, a very healthy internal discussion on this as well, and coming up with a statement. So they've found consensus at regional level, and I'm hoping that this can be somehow intertwined with the overall ALAC statement there. But that, of course, will rest in Rinalia's hands as well, and I'll try and see if I can help her over the weekend as well. Any thoughts or comments on this from anyone who is here on the call? I see no one put their hand up, so Sebastian, you're putting, Sebastian Bachelet.
Yes, thank you, Olivier, Sebastian, speaking. It's interesting topic because we had some long discussion within the board, within the Structural Improvement Committee about this, and I follow the discussion at the ALAC at large level, and it seems that there are some maybe discomfort with what it's done, but at the same time I am thinking that as a proposal, it's really to go in the direction that people are pushing for. One of the reasons I am saying that is that we as at large, we are ALAC, we don't have any more liaison to the board. And one of the results here was the difficulty to communicate between ALAC and the board, even if I would sometime help with that, and the fact that we, the board now is setting up a list of the items and the advice of ALAC, is to show that for other purposes, the same type of action and will happen. It will come for the ASAC, but that's the baby of our chair, and it's an important topic, but I think with the TLG it will be the same. The TLG will finish to have a seat on the board as a liaison, but the TLG will still exist as a liaison of the four organizations and with the help of the rest of the ICANN SONACs. The fact that the first meeting or the launch meeting was in Buenos Aires on Sunday was open to ALAC and to other SONAC, it's to show that this TLG will meet sometime, I guess once a year, and we will, as a board, follow all the inputs or all the requests from the board to a list that will be public, and then everybody will be able to follow that and to add request or add information and participate to some discussion. And I just wanted to tell you that don't spend too much time about the liaison to the board, because it's not the only way the board needs to interact with the technical community. We already have the liaison from the SAC, from the AIRSAC, and from EITF, and that's from my point of view plenty enough. And all your comments are very interesting and useful to tune the best solution, and I think we are going all in the right direction. Thank you very much, Olivier, and over.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. In fact, as you were mentioning this proposal, you did mention, though, there would still be a liaison to the board from the technical liaison group. Is that correct?
Sorry, from you, there will be liaison from the ASAC, from the AIRSAC, and from ITF.
But there will not be a liaison from the technical liaison group.
No, but what the things in the bylaw, there were two items. One was a liaison, the other was to have a group of two people from each organization. EAB, IETF, it's almost the same. ITUT, ETSI and WCC. It was not really organized, and now it will be organized as a technical liaison group, and the first meeting was in Buenos Aires. And it's to say that the need to have a liaison to the board is not, for this type of interaction, it's not really a must. It's the question, it's how we organize the way we have advice from a TLG to the board and to the community, more generally speaking.
Yeah, that was the gist of my question. It's Olivier speaking. That was the gist of my question, yeah. How will the technical liaison group advice reach the board if there is no liaison of the technical liaison group on the board? And I think you basically said this is one thing that we need to work on.
No, my answer is, of course, yes, it needs to be worked on, and how it will be done realistically in the future. But the fact that we will have a roster of all the question and the answer from both sides will be something that both the board and the community will be able to follow, as it will be done, or it's done actually for the ESSAC and will be done for the ALAC.
Okay, thank you, Sebastian. I see Dave and Antilixing has patiently been waiting with his hand up. So Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dave speaking. Sebastian, I mean, one of the things that is puzzling to me was that the final report from the said made a recommendation that the nominating committee, this is regarding the delegate from the TLG to the nominating committee, and it said that ICANN should maintain this connection and should continue the TLG's role in filling this. But the bylaw recommendations basically removes this. So was there some sort of feedback or discussion that, well, basically led to this recommendation being dropped or being ignored? And that's what's puzzling to me.
Thank you, Dave. Sebastian?
Thank you, Dave. I follow your point, between the time we received, or the board received the report and what it's done now, I am not sure that there are so much link. The question was how you set up the interaction. At the time, if we suppress the liaison to the board, there is no specific need to have still in the non-com. But you are right, the non-com could have been taken as an other topic, but it was done at the same time. I must tell you, I don't know if, I guess it's public now, I don't know whether it's published or not, but I abstained to this motion when it came to the board, because I was feeling that the way it was handled, and your question raised, not the point I was raising, but one of the issue of the process, was not the best one. Now it's a decision of the board, and I try to work within that decision of the board. But it was not the best process I was imagining. And today, for example, we don't have still the bylaw change, but at the same time, as you may have seen, we didn't follow the Crown bylaws. We don't have any more the liaison to the board. And if we want to enter to process, we can spend a long time and we disagree for a long time. I hope that we will pass that and have a bylaw change, and then we will be safe again. But I get your point, Dave, and on the process. As a result, I don't think that there is to be changed. There are already enough people with a technical background within the board and within the non-com to be safe on that issue. And if we think that it's not the case, then maybe at large, as we have five representatives within the NONCOM, we may send them some message saying that they may try to orientate future board member with such knowledge and not just with what it's requested by the BGC, the Board Governance Committee, to the NONCOM. Sorry for the long answer to a short question. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's Olivier speaking. Certainly on the issue of the TLG person to be sitting on the NOMCOM, I am also quite concerned about this because it shows the sort of misunderstanding of what the NOMCOM actually does. The NOMCOM does two things. Of course, it selects people, but it also does outreach. And I would have thought that reaching out, using that technical liaison person who is on the NOMCOM, who is from a totally different organization than the main organization, than ICANN, is opening the door to them being able to do outreach within their own communities. And I would have thought this was going to be quite welcome rather than closing up the NOMCOM to more insiders. It's a concern, and I think that seeing the comments which have been made on the wiki, I think there's so much material there at the moment. I hope that Rinalia will be able to put together a consensus statement on this. I would perhaps ask any of you who have taken part in the discussion to help her out over the weekend. She has the weekend to work on that. And Dave, I know that you've put a lot of points there, including pushing many of the points that were given in the Lacorallo statement on this. So it's important that we find something of a consensus. I would tend to agree with, agree with Sebastian with regards to having a technical liaison person on the board. I'm not sure, if you look at the history of it, I'm not sure that technical liaison as it stands at the moment has done much work or has had much utility in being able to bring, fulfill their mandate or fulfill what they had to fulfill. So we'll have to comment on this, obviously, and see on that. Anyway, this is ongoing. There's the weekend to look at that. I note that time is ticking, so let's get moving with the next three statements currently considered for being developed and so on. The first one is the protection of IGO and INGO identifiers, intergovernmental organization and international non-governmental organization. Identifiers in all PDP recommendations for board consideration. Sorry, in all GTLDs PDP recommendations for board consideration. Alan and Evan, I see Evan has been fast on the trigger and put his hand up. He's put his hand down again. No, it's back up. Evan Libovich, you have the floor.
Thanks. Actually, Olivier, the reason that it was up so quickly is that I had been previously wanting to speak on the last issue, but if you want to move on. I put on my point about the technical liaison committee. I think that that's actually going about it the completely wrong way. I was suggesting my comments are on the record on the mailing list, so I won't dwell on them here, and we'll move on to the other thing. Regarding the IGO, INGO, essentially, what's happened is Alan put together a really, really good comment based on the original final report of that working group. It provides very, very contradictory things. The entire set of recommendations, the ones that had consensus amongst themselves, are actually contradictory. Sebastian, you're on the call. The board is really going to have a quandary about this. If the board actually approves all the recommendations, it will actually find that some of the recommendations are contradictory against each other. This is a real, real ugly soup of recommendations
that is just an amalgam of things, and the result of very, very intense pressure tactics. I don't think I envy the role of the board in doing this, but just keep in mind, have a good read of those recommendations, because you'll see that they are contradictory, and simply approving the bunch of them as a whole is an invitation for at least pain and at worst disaster. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. You've mentioned comments that Alan has made, but I don't see anything on the wiki itself.
What had happened was is there was a response that was made immediately after. So there was a single document that constituted both a minority position on the original draft document, and it also essentially formed our own position on the entire issue as a whole. There hasn't been anything new created since then, because there really hasn't been anything new to say since then. But the original document, the one that Alan wrote and I contributed to, that was essentially the minority position that was attached alongside that, also was passed by the ALAC, and essentially, as far as I'm concerned, constitutes our advice on that, and there really hasn't been anything new to come up to modify that or to change or change either the tone or the content. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Evan. Olivier speaking. So in this respect, for this specific comment period, which closes on the 18th of December, at the moment, there is nothing. So are we not submitting a statement?
Olivier, this is Evan. It's my take, and I know Alan isn't here. I have a difficulty speaking for him, but I think as far as we're concerned, everything that has to be said that we needed to say has already been said in the statements to date. There's not much to add to it, simply because there's a public comment period. We had the ability to respond to it as a minority statement, as a participant in the working group. We did a very complete job of it at that point. I don't think there's much to add, simply because there's a public comment period. What we've had to say has been said. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. It's Olivia speaking. Maybe a pointer to that minority statement?
I'll try and come up with that. Heidi, if you could help out, this was an endorsed ALAC statement, so it should be easy enough to find.
Thank you, Evan. Sébastien Bachelet, you have the floor.
Yeah, following your discussion, Sébastien, it's maybe an advice to the board from the ALAC. Just saying what you say, Evan, at the beginning, that it's in better English and more politely, but this it's a soup of contradictory proposal. You need, as a board, to send it back to the GNSO to work on that again, to have a full set of proposals who are acceptable and working together. It will be enough and a way to advise the board on the work you have done. Thank you.
Thank you, Sébastien. Evan, I think we've got something for you to do here. Are you clear with what to come up with? Just a very short statement, I would hope, maybe just to remind the board of our previous statement and of the fact that this is the end result that we have before our eyes is a contradictory set of recommendations. That probably would be just a few lines, I guess, and that would certainly wake the board up to our previous statement, just in case it goes unnoticed, and of course to the minority statement. You okay with this?
Okay. This is Evan. Just for everyone's awareness, the original statement, the last one that I can find from Alan, is from an email that he sent to the entire ALAC list dated 13th of November. I've pasted it again in the ALT Skype chat. I will continue to dig for it further, but essentially that's what I can tell. So there's a statement that Ellen and I worked on. It's an email to the ALAC list dated November 14th. and the subject title is Minority Statement for the IGO-INGO Final Report. So it's there. If anyone has problems finding it, please tell me. Like I say, I pasted the draft of this in the ALT Skype chat.
Okay, thank you, Evan. If you could please also work something out for the wiki, then we can launch the thing for the wider ALAC to be able to read.
Okay.
Just a quick reminder.
I'll go back. This is already a statement. ALAC is approved, so it should be easy to find.
Yeah, thank you. So next is the at-large study on the who is misuse. And here Holly and Carlton are to confirm that the statement on this public comment period is required. I note that Holly Reich is on this call. Could I call upon you, please, Holly, to let us know?
Yes, if I think that Holly Reich is a transcript record, I think that I've already done a very brief statement to say we look at the study. The study came up with the not unsurprising conclusion that, in fact, sometimes WHOIS is misused. Now we've got evidence of it. Very nice. Thank you very much. I note on emails there is note of the WHOIS misuse study. I'm not sure if that is the same thing. So I've got to check and see if there's another WHOIS misuse study. But if that's the one I'm thinking of, I've actually done a brief statement. And Alan, the only comment I got from Alan was to say, isn't this a little bit long? Why shouldn't we just say I told you so? So I'll have another look and see if what's on the list has just come in on the about 3 days. I'll see if that's the same thing. Otherwise, I've done a really brief statement already.
Oh, okay, thanks very much, Holly. If you could put whatever statement you've done on the wiki, that would be great,
yep.
And then we'll be able to launch the clock on this. I do note that in typical ICANN fashion, the comment closing date, initial comment closing date, is the 27th of December 2013, which is, of course, the time when ICANN is closed. But those people that do these timings obviously don't know what 27th of December is, but there you go. So we'll probably submit it, I think, either just before the holiday, the Christmas holiday, or we will submit it when ICANN reopens afterwards during the reply date. So that gives you a little time, but certainly the earlier we get something on the wiki, the better to get our feedback. The next one on our list is, let's have a look, the ICANN draft vision, mission, and focus area for a 5-year strategic plan. I was going to call upon Tijani Benjema for this. Whether have you had any chance to look at this yet, Tijani? I can't hear you at the moment, Tijani. You might be muted.
Olivier, do you hear me now?
Ah, yes, now we can hear you. Please, go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. Olivier, can you please repeat the question? I am sorry.
Yes, we're looking at the ICANN's draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan,
yes.
Which has just arrived in the public comment period, with a comment closing date of the 31st of January. So that's a long... It just opened the 29th of October. It's a long, long date for this.
Yes, yes. No, I didn't. I didn't study it. I didn't work on it because first because we have time, and second because the strategic panels in ICANN are working, and I am. I am curious to see if there is something which will perhaps we will be filtering, if we can see something from them. So perhaps this will give us some indicators. So I will work on it, but we have time. There is no problem.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. What I was going to suggest was that the... a copy of this this comment period is sent over to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, so that not only you have to read this, but also the whole Finance and Budget Subcommittee has a good read of this, and I guess you can then follow up immediately after the staff email and let everyone know on the FBSC that the strategic panel's work, of course, is moving forward as well. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
Okay, so action item for staff, please. Staff to send the call for comments on the ICANN draft vision mission and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. The Finance and Budget Subcommittee. Perfect. Thank you. Let's move on. The currently open public comments and suggestions of the ALAC meeting of the 17th of December. I'm not quite sure what that is supposed to be. I guess any questions really as to what parts you'd like to discuss on the 17th. I think it's still a little bit early, and we're already working on all of the forthcoming statements. So that's fine with that. Let's go on to number 4 in our agenda. If there are no questions about our policy development activities. I see no one putting their hand up. Number 4, .mobi liaison next steps. So, as you know, we have not managed to select a .mobi liaison when we were in Buenos Aires because things were a little late. And so this just came in at the very last moment. We had 3 people that have asked to basically go for the position of .mobi. And they all 3 basically have sent their they've been nominated and they've actually sent their acceptance. The only thing that we're missing at the moment is their CV or their any details from them effectively. One of the suggestions that was made was that we could actually have this liaison position appointed. And the way that it could work would be that this leadership team could discuss the participants, the candidates, once we have all of the information from the candidates. We could discuss it, make a recommendation to the ALAC, and ask the ALAC to ratify that recommendation. I don't wish to discuss the candidates themselves at this very moment because we haven't got any of their details. If you do wish to discuss any of the candidates, then I would suggest that we go in camera since this involves people. And as I can remind you all, this call is recorded and is transcribed, and it's usually quite good to discuss things like that in camera. First, I see Holly Reich and then Heather Nibovich. So, Holly, you have the floor.
Just a note for everybody who hasn't been checking their emails. McCutcher has sent information. I don't see any other information from any of the other 2, but just to note that they're apparently some information which may assist the in-camera discussion is in people's email box. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Holly. Yes, I've just noticed that has appeared whilst we were speaking on the call. And I must admit, I haven't read the information yet. Evan Nibovich.
Hi, Olivier. In full disclosure, I actually encouraged Murray to put his name forward, knowing what he's done within the mobile world. So I need to disclose that up front. Having said that, we have now gone from one executive meeting to the next executive meeting. We've given the month. I really don't know if there's really a need to put this off any further. We've had 3 people that have put themselves forward, and I believe that we had actually put out a call for them to submit information about themselves. So I really don't believe that there's a need to try and
put this off any longer, personally. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan. I do have concerns that the call for further information was only sent, I think, yesterday or the day before yesterday. Heidi, when was it more than 24 hours ago that this was sent out?
This is Heidi. It was 24 hours ago, yes.
24 hours ago.
And we
I'm
have,
a little concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, this is Evan again. That last panicky call went out 24 hours ago in anticipation of this meeting, but the nominations themselves have been in place for more than a month. So if there's been interest, then, I mean, it's not as if people haven't had an opportunity to put themselves forward in their best possible light. And so, like I say, we've had a month of this, and you know, we've had the three names. The three names were actually in place in Buenos Aires, and so I really see no need to drag this out further.
Okay, thank you, Evan. Tejani Benjamin?
Thank you, Olivier. Yes, Evan, you are right. You don't have to put it for later, but we really need the information about people. I propose that those information will be given as soon as possible, and we can discuss by email among the members of the TLD. I don't know the XCOM. I don't know the name.
ALC.
ALC, okay.
ALAC Leadership Team.
Okay. So discuss it by email. And perhaps prepare the advice to the ALAC by email. And we can decide on it for the next meeting of ALAC, which is on 17th of December. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tejani. That's a good point. Yes, the 17th of December is where the ALAC call is taking place. I see agreement from Evan. I was going to ask that we go in camera just for 5 minutes to have a preliminary quick discussion on the candidates themselves. I guess we know the candidates to start with. Is there support here for going in camera for 5-10 minutes?
Yes.
This is Evan. Fine with me.
I see agreement from Dave as well on the line, and there was a yes from Tejani and a yes from Evan. So I think that we can, and yes from Maureen as well. Is there anyone that is not, I guess, I mean, this is the leadership team, and I include in the leadership team here both our liaisons, and I think, are we okay with having Sebastian in the leadership team? I see green ticks all around, so that's fine. So let's go in camera, please, which means that we will stop the recording and for a few minutes, and just to make sure that we do not have any non-ALT or the people that I've listed just now on the call.
Recordings are off, Olivier. Recording is back on.
Thank you very much, Julie. It's it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, following on the ALAC leadership team call on the 6th of December 2013. So the leadership team has spent about 10 minutes discussing the three different candidates that were listed on the wiki for having applied for the position of .mobi. No firm decision has been taken. There was a request for additional information sent to all three candidates, and so the information will be displayed, well, waited for by the committee before a definite position is decided on. And that recommendation from the ALT will then go to the ALAC for its monthly ALAC call, which will be, I believe, on the 17th of this month. 17th of December, the AILAC monthly call. And what we will ask is for a, I guess, a consensus call or a vote, whichever of the two. What would you prefer, all, a consensus call or a vote on this?
I think a consensus call will be better. And if we fail to have it, we can go to the vote.
Okay, let's do that then. Consensus call on whatever candidate will be brought forward.
Yes.
That will then allow us to appoint someone for the position of .mobi liaison. I think we've touched, we've finished on this agenda item. We now have any other business. I realize we have 6 minutes left, and there are 3 minutes allocated to any other business. Anyone with any other business? I'm always concerned when I see Evan put his hand up, because that's when we end up being late. It might be the first call ever that I finish early. Evan Leibovitz, you have the floor. I'm only kidding.
No, you're not. this is probably then not to be discussed on this call, because I think we need to deal with it. I saw recently the report back from Denise Michel on the ATRT. I'm very, very distressed about this, and I was thinking at this point that we may want to consider assigning some people to have a look at the AILAC response to this, because, you know, having all the panel, the strategic panels and all the review teams and everything, if we're trying to defend the multi-stakeholder model, this is essentially all for naught if it ends up getting to the you know, getting to senior staff and gets pushback from there. You know, I'm mindful of the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they get as far as they can and then they get to that one castle with the French knights and they're absolutely thwarted after the entire trek. And it almost is that kind of sad comedy. But in this case, it's a bit more serious. I think we're going to have to look at this very hard. I would like to, if possible, Olivier, for you to collect some people to do a response to this. It is not the role of senior staff to comment on what things of the ATRT are doable and which are not. This is the community speaking. This is critical of importance to ICANN, and this just sends out the exact wrong message to the world, that the MSM can be thwarted by internal culture. It's absolutely horrible, and I think we're going to need to move on that. So in the interests of still allowing you to move to end early, just please consider about assembling a team to create a statement on this so that we can move fairly quickly on it. I'm very, very deeply concerned about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan. Any other thoughts on this? I gather I've only forwarded this or pointed this out to you all just a moment ago. I see agreement from Tijani on this. I think there is definitely going to be much discussion going on in the ATRT itself about this. I certainly have inquired about this response already with some of my colleagues. I've inquired about it in our confidential list because I wasn't quite sure how what to make of the response that we've received so far, and I wanted to first test the temperature of my colleagues and find out what their thought was. So it will be interesting to see what comes on the record and the follow-up on this. Maybe two things need to be done. One, for the executive committee, sorry, the leadership team to monitor the ATRT2 mailing list and see what kind of response is going on in the ATRT2 mailing list at the moment. And if I can send you all an email with the archive, location of the archive, and you can read this. Or I could forward the emails from the ATRT2 mailing list over to the ALT mailing list. Second thing, with regards to drafting a statement on this, the comment period is still open. The public comment period is still open until, I don't even know until when.
Olivier, just one thing. The comment period is to the ATRT report itself, not to the staff response.
That's correct, but there is a reply period which can be used to reply to any responses that has been filed. I'm surprised that, well, not surprised, but you will have noticed, actually you will have not noticed, but if you do look at the ATRT2 mailing list, the staff response on implementation was sent to the ATRT2 list, was not sent to the public comment. I think that it might be possible to respond to a comment like this on the public comment. But maybe you think differently. Maybe that's a different way forward. I just find it, at the end of the day, the ATRT2 mailing list is a public mailing list, so it is a bit like a comment. Tijani?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I wonder if the staff has the right to make such a comment for the ATRT2. I don't think they have this right because it's not for them. Even the public comment is not for them. So if we use the reply period, we will be using the normal public comment process. This is not in the normal public comment process. That's why I think that perhaps we need to draft a statement from the ALAC against this kind of behavior of the staff.
Olivia, this is Evan. To Jenny, you're exactly right, but we're now starting to talk about the content of our statement as opposed to the mechanics. And I would just remind everyone that ALAC is not bound by the limits of public comment period. This is a very unusual circumstance, and I think we have the ability to act and comment about it in any way, shape, or form that we deem appropriate under our bylaw mandate. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, all. And for those who don't know what we're speaking about,
I'm putting
in the chat.
Evan, I would like to understand if you agree with me or not. I didn't understand. You say it is not about the mechanic. I didn't speak about the mechanic. I said that this is not a normal public comment, so
yes,
we need a statement from the ALAC against this kind of behavior.
I agree.
I'm speaking about the content.
Tijani, what I meant to say is when you talk about the fact that staff should not even be doing this in the first place, that's actually getting into the content of our statement as opposed to how or when we should doing it. And this is a conversation we need to have, but not right now, especially since it is at the half hour. My comment simply was to note we are ALAC. We are not bound by public comment periods. This is a very serious allegation. This is a comment that needs to be made to the board and the CEO that need to take leadership of this situation. And ALAC has the tools and the bylaw mandate to do this in any way, shape, or form we please, and I don't think we need to, and in this case, we probably shouldn't be bound by the limits of the public comment period. I'll leave it at that.
Yes, because it is not inside the public comment. It's out of the public comment. It doesn't have anything to do with the public comment. It is something against the behavior of the staff for this kind of things. That's all.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for this. I don't know what's going on with my... can any of you actually see what I've sent onto the chat, onto the Adobe Connect chat or not?
I see.
Because I've sent the actual link. Yeah, it doesn't appear on my screen, so I apologize. But for everyone else who might have not received a copy of this... I don't know why it doesn't appear on my screen, but anyway,
You sent it twice.
I sent it twice now, yes. It still doesn't appear on my screen, which is bizarre. But anyway, I'm glad you've all got it, that you've got that link and you can have a read through it. It's only been sent yesterday evening, a few hours ago, so we will have more information on this. Evan, I hear what you're saying, and can I just ask then as a follow-up that we would just work on this by email over the weekend and perhaps put together by Monday sort of wiki page for us to build this response?
That's fine with me. Sorry, I didn't mean to take you over. I just wanted to raise the issue with the knowledge that we would have to do follow-up work.
Thank you, Evan. Well, I was going to celebrate with a bottle of champagne the fact that it was the first ELT meeting or XCOM call that was going to run under time. Of course, now we're 4 minutes over time, so that bottle will have to remain closed. Thank you very much, Evan. Now, thanks to all of you for having survived this long call, which has run over time. Any other business?
Olivia,
don't
Heidi.
See anyone putting... Yes, Heidi, please, go ahead.
Really quickly, I'm sorry, but you may have noticed that there were some two items on the agenda that were sort of compressed together. One of those was the item for any ideas for the 17th of December ALAC meeting. So is there anything that stands out at this point, or should we discuss that further, closer to the 17th?
Yeah, I think I kind of touched on this because it was indeed compressed with 3C and sort of didn't make sense. It was currently open public comments, suggestions for the ALAC meeting on the 17th of December. I don't think we had any feedback on this. I might have not made the question clear. Anyone has anything that needs to be touched on the 17th of December meeting?
Yes,
are we just having an update from working groups, or we'll obviously have the .mobi. Regards to the working groups, I think we need an update from the at-large summit because that's something that is moving forward and we need to make this a core activity. And apart from this, I'm not sure. I see Dave and Tijani have put their hand up. So Dave and Ann Tidak Singh.
Hi, Dave and Ann speaking. Well, regarding the crop, do you think that... I know one of the action items is possibly a single conference call to introduce the crop. Do you still want to do that, or do you just want to present it at the ALAC, for the 17th?
Yes, thank you, Dave. The problem with the crop is that it's not primarily an ALAC-led thing. It's really a RALO thing. So I don't think the ALAC call is the right location to speak about the crop because it often does not have the full local leadership.
Point taken.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Next, Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. Regarding the crop, I think that the review team can make a call to explain to the RALOs how to use the document elaborated by DEF, for example. We need to make them aware that it is a little bit late now to start the process. We need them to start the process immediately. So we need a call dedicated to that. For 17th of December, the capacity building working group will present to the ALAC the program of capacity building for the ALSS for the summit for approval. So this point has to be put on the agenda.
Okay, Tijani, thank you. So as I understand you, capacity building working group to update and to ask for ratification at that point from the ALAC, yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I also heard from Heidi there maybe a quick update from the BCEC, Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, to see how things are progressing with them. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I don't see anyone responding and saying no, so that's I'll take that silence as being approval. That's it for the time being. We might think of more things to add to the ALAC call. Let's try and keep it a bit more compact than we usually have it. I know that it is the last one before the holiday period, so we might, and the last one of the year, so we might have quite a few things that will still come up. And of course, we might have we might need a placeholder for the discussion that we just had a moment ago with regards to the ATRT2.
Yes.
That's it for the time being. Any other suggestions? Seeing no other suggestions, I thank you all for having lasted this 1.5 hours. I think it's been very productive, and I look forward to speaking to you all over the week in various conference calls, etc. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, everybody. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. I will now disconnect the audio.